As much as we'd all like to, we cannot compartmentalize ourselves into work and personal and social, as we are by our very nature social and interactive animals. We bring various elements of self along to every interaction we partake in and often leave our unique mark. Tanya studied both business coaching and life coaching, as she personally doesn't believe one can exist without the other in a corporate environment. Components of each affect all areas of our lives. Two examples are: an employee is married to a physically abusive partner. This will impact on the employee's behavior, self-worth, focus, and confidence in every area of that person's life. They cannot be expected to leave home at home. In the same way, someone who is overworked and feels compelled to spend unrealistic hours at the office will ultimately affect their home life negatively due to the fact that they are simply missing in action, or when they are home, they are on some form of computerized device catching up on emails, their moods and levels of patience, and most certainly their stress levels will be on a short fuse. To perform at your full potential, a well-rounded work-life balance is essential, especially if your intention is to sustain it for long periods of time. With all the pressures placed on us, we constantly need to assess how balanced, happy, and optimal our lives are. We drive ourselves mostly out of fear of loss, for example, not achieving target, ensuring we keep our jobs and go the extra mile. Today, as this book is written, 45% of our youth in South Africa are unemployed. Having a job today means you are the fortunate half of the country that is bringing home a salary. Stress-related diseases are in a frightening upward trend, and broken families are also escalating. The good news is that you do not need to be a statistic. If you find yourself realizing you have lost that work-life balance, you are on the wrong side of healthy, and you thought BMI stood for bloody massive inbox. The good news is that you can choose to take control of your life, and you can choose to change every element for the better. When you are faced with a challenge, albeit a massive to-do list, a 50-page assignment, moving house, planning a wedding, there is only one way to do it, and that is one step at a time. The same applies to making changes in your life. There are three main areas we are looking at today: your work life, any element of your life that pertains to generating income; your personal life, hobbies, gym, personal interests, anything that excludes another person; and your interpersonal life, that's anything that includes another person but excludes work. We are going to further break your work environment down into five areas: your attitude towards work, your product, your environment, your colleagues, and the company as a whole. The perception of a situation is based on your past experiences, and once a perception is shifted or a different way of seeing something comes to light, the process of change begins. Why does it come so easily to others? Why does everything that person touches simply work? The answer is simple: perception. Because we are a programmable breed, when we were small, if our parents told us regularly that money doesn't grow on trees, or something along those debilitating lines of lack thinking, guess what? Your first thought will be one of lack when you start your journey outside the nest. Conversely, if your parents say, "We trust," inverted commas, God, that we will always have more than enough, you guessed it, and they miraculously do. Life is all about our conditioning and perceptions and how we react to situations. Child A enters life with a negative worldview and will not be programmed to see opportunities, as he will be so busy focusing on lack that he will have rather large blinkers on. Child B is of the belief that anything is possible and enters the world with a positive mindset. He will be blessed with the ability to see the opportunities and will have the self-belief and personal trust to take a swing at it. If he fails, there will always be another opportunity in the future. Fortunately, we are all capable of change. We simply have to understand what is motivating us to change in the first place, and that is where a lot of people are currently stuck. Because we have not taken the time to think about it, we don't really know why we are not feeling fulfilled, or if we do, we do not have the tools to change it. We just need to be able to see and understand what we are doing wrong, and we need to take the steps to change it. We need to change the situation more than accepting things as they are.